From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning,
so
Mike.
So we are technically below 100, but not much.
Yeah, not much. It sort of feels like the conflict in the Middle East is sort of hitting a slightly different level now, doesn't it, in terms of the global realisation of the potential consequences. And look, I was quite circumspect when we spoke yesterday morning of the price action that we had seen. That was the oil price falling. It was certainly welcome. But I, amongst many other people, have been concerned about the ability of the US to return the Straits of Hormuz to full unimpeded access in a short period of time. I think you have to be realistic about that. And as we pointed out, duration is the key to the oil issue. And it looks like those concerns are certainly still evident around the world. And Mike, what markets do is markets price risk. So if you think the risk is going up, then that is reflected in market movement. So overnight and during our day yesterday, the price of oil has moved back to $100, sitting just under $100 now. And I think you hit the nail on the head before. If you're wanting to follow this whole unfolding situation, try and look at what's actually happening on the ground, not the tweets and the headlines. Just look at the actual action. The second point I just want to make this morning about being objective about our situation here in New Zealand. Some of these numbers of days of fuel supply included this fuel available through these oil tickets and contracts. Does it seem to you that that is somewhat theoretical?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got to execute the enforcement of them in a supply-constrained and fluid environment. You've got to put the stuff actually on the ships and get it. But that being said, the reality on the ground here, Mike, is we have weeks and weeks of supplies. So this is not an issue right now. Now, what's the reaction locally? Well, interest rates spiked higher earlier this week. Then they fell back down again. Yesterday, they pushed back up again. Now, it's a response to concerns around inflation, but there might be a role being played in the background here, Mike, by some of these large global players trying to exit the New Zealand market. And that, I think, is causing short-term volatility. But higher swap rates do have implications for fixed-rate mortgages if they persist, and that's the key point. Currency's a little bit weaker, Mike. It's not materially so. We are kind of hanging on by our fingernails against the Australian dollar. I think we mentioned this yesterday. And if you just look at Australia, if we just look at that very quickly, the chances of not one but two interest rate rises in Australia have now gone up. So that creates a wider interest rate differential that impacts on the currency. Share markets, what I would say, Mike, is they're under pressure overnight. But there's no signs of panic. What we are actually seeing is a fairly orderly market. The US markets are down sort of circa 1%. The Aussie market fell a little bit more by that yesterday, 1.6%. We were down sort of 0.7 in our market. Mike, it's fluid, it's dynamic, and it's going to remain that way for a little way yet.
I'm looking forward to Q4, the number next week, which is an interesting discussion in and of itself. But the manufacturing, its input, so what do we get out of that? What do we think?
Yeah, so what's the economy looking like here in New Zealand? As you said, the context here is that we are a week away from getting the reveal of Q4 GDP, which is next Thursday. Look, there were some furrowed brows after the release of the building work put in place figures because that was weaker, and that presented some downside risk to those Q4 GDP forecasts. So look, all the forecasters out there, these are the economic forecasters, Mike, have been eagerly awaiting yesterday's release of business financial data, which would have been the last major input to those Q4 GDP estimates. And it contains the economic survey of manufacturing. Now, the volume of total manufacturing sales fell 0.5%. We saw a 1.2% rise in the September quarter, so we've given back some of those gains. The value of sales rose 0.6%, but that was after a 2.6% rise in the September quarter. Now, we're seeing particular weakness in construction and food manufacturing, weaker than expected. So it looks like the manufacturing sector may have been a drag on GDP compared to expectations. Year-on-year volumes fell slightly. Mike, there are some lags in this data. If you think, I think food manufacturing includes meat and dairy, and we're all going, well, hang on a sec, hasn't that been going okay? There's a lag here. So if we do see a fall in Q4, you should pick that up again in Q1. Bottom line, though, Mike, is at the end of the day yesterday, there were quite a few downgrades to that expected Q4 GDP.
So what's your, you got a number? Because I'm reading anywhere between 0.6 and 1.4, which seems like a monstrous range to me.
Well, actually, I saw some lower estimates yesterday, Mike, as well. So I think that's a little bit of a, can we say a crapshoot? Can we say that on the road? Well, we just did, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We just did. Yeah, no, look, it's very wide expectations. I think you'd be...
Could be anything.
Could be anything.
Could be anything. Righto, what are the numbers?
Okay, so the Dow Jones is at 46,815. It's down 602 points. That's about 1.25%. The S&P 500 down 1%, 6707. And the NASDAQ down 1.45% to 22,383. The FTSE 100 lost just under 0.5%, 10,305. The Nikkei lost just over 1%, 54452. Shanghai Composite virtually unchanged, 4129. As I said, the Aussies yesterday, actually, I think down 1.3%, 8629. And the NZX 50 down 94 points, 13,199. 0.5859 against the US, 0.8265 against the Aussie, 0.5085 euro, 0.4390 pounds, 93.28 Japanese yen. Gold, $5,124. And as I look at it right now, Brent crude, $99.40.
You've done brilliantly for us this week. Appreciate it. And we'll see you next week. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.